Are we recording?
I have just hit the record button.
Let's have you? Is it plugged into the microphone?
Should we reintroduce ourselves?
I am the universe, also known as the Dungeon Master.
Universe is speaking to me.
This is Joey. I play Master Whisper the Thief.
I am Peter. I play Undetermined the Fighter.
This is Brandon. I play Bronwyn Everfire the Ranger.
And that distinct lack of sound is John.
It's Pete's friend, John Madsen.
Pete's friend, John Madsen. He is out of town, so...
Too much of a coward to show up 2 weeks running.
Yeah.
Or he's... 2 sessions in a row.
2 sessions.
So I think what really happened is he got a hangover because he was so excited about meeting Chris Claremont last night.
Alright.
Your own stupidity. Yes, that's me. I said that.
Joey forces me to listen to it every week.
Alright. Are we back to recording?
We are recording.
Excellent. To recap last week's adventure, you were all in the city of Ambermead. For various reasons, there was an archery tournament going on, and before the archery tournament could start, a herald of the local lord announced that the tournament would not be happening because the reward and some potions for the local temple, some healing supplies, had been stolen from a caravan that was on its way to the city, and that a sole surviving messenger had just arrived to the city to report this horrible news. Our heroes, Master Whisper, Bronwyn, Silver, and Undetermined, set out with a group of other participants in the tournament.
I don't think this did red. My AC is only 15.
That's a pretty good AC.
He's got an AC of 15.
I'm betting it doesn't have your armor equipped.
Other we'll equipment. Pause the recap to resolve an issue with Undetermined's character sheet.
It just seems incredibly low.
It doesn't have your armor. I'm willing to wager.
I'm pulling it up here.
You why probably even let you in do the character on your builder. Own. In the character builder, you have to make sure the armor
I
is
don't
on
know.
The body.
Okay. Yeah, it puts it under there, but you actually have to select it. I'll bet you didn't select it.
It's okay.
So we'll just have to just add your armor bonus from the equipment. What did you have?
Pete was in a
he
rush.
Can just reprint.
Oh, while we're doing
for
that.
Our thousands of loyal listeners, we have just migrated from 3.5 to 4th edition tonight and are running into a few minor technical difficulties, such as starting 2 hours late.
Alright,
so
keep going with the recap.
As long as you're...
Yeah.
All right.
What armor did you have?
We shall continue the recap. Our heroes journeyed with Lloyd, Harris, Mylor, and Lyra to the site of the caravan raid. Oh, I forgot to mention that our friend Silver was not with our heroes. It was only Undetermined, Bronwyn, and Master Whisper that got set out with the other four characters to the caravan. At the site of the caravan raid, they found Lady Silver lying under a pile of bodies.
Unconscious.
Unconscious. When she was awakened and revived, she did not remember anything about her past. But she does know enough to use magic still. So we've got a little bit of the Jason Bourne syndrome going.
It was fortuitous.
It was fortuitous.
Okay, Pri.
Lloyd, Harris, and Lyra decided to go back to the city to alert the local lord of what had happened.
No. Harris, Mylor, and Lyra went back.
No,
Mylor went with us because I shot at him.
Yeah, Mylor is with you guys too.
He's the guy who is a coward.
I actually had them marked down here. And
my notes say that it was Mylor that went and Lloyd that stayed with us. So.
I call him Target.
Okay.
I have my notes, Mylor, okay. So that's who I'm going with. Mylor offered to lead a party after the raiders And he was promptly shot down by our acerbic heroes, who informed him that he would in fact be following them in an assisting role. My lord gallantly added that he would help Lady Silver, or Mistress Silver, however she prefers to be addressed, protect her and help her get her memories back after they had returned the prize of the archery tournament and the healing supplies for the local temple. Our heroes followed the trail of the raiders into a cave in the nearby mountainside.
Probably.
And as they entered the cave, they found that it had three tunnels leading off into different directions. They followed to the left, the tunnel to the left, and found that there was a door that was locked they were unable to open. They decided to try the tunnel through the middle. They encountered some traps and found a room to the left. On their left side, there was a kind of another intersection there with openings to the left and right and the tunnel continuing onward. They decided to go to the room on the left and found a band of goblins that they mercilessly slaughtered. During the fight, Mylor managed to annoy everyone in the party.
Yeah.
But still was entrusted to keep the watch throughout the night, as our party decided to recover their hit points.
They also discovered that there were dwarves involved.
Yes. One of the goblins cried out in goblin, which Bronwyn understands, for our dwarven masters. I believe that was where we left off last week. So, barring any disagreements from the players, I'm going to say that
that's where we left off.
Morning arrives, and you find yourself awaking, feeling refreshed. My lord's dozing in the doorway of the room that you're in. And you are unable to rouse Silver.
Knew she had a concussion. We should have kept her awake all night.
Yeah. Oh, well. I say we leave Mylor.
Mylor, you stay here and watch... Mylor, stay here and watch Silver.
Where are you guys going?
Oh, great. You're going to leave Silver defenseless? Okay.
The universe will protect her.
Because we know we're not by leaving Mylor there.
All right. Mylor says, well, if you're sure that you can, you know, handle...
We got it. We're good. We're sure.
I'll stay and keep an eye on Silver.
We're sure.
Okay. As you look around, you remember that there is another exit from this room.
Yeah, I was actually
going to ask. That you barred with a...
So, we went down here. This door was locked. We passed a pit trap.
Yeah.
Went down here and fought goblins.
That's correct.
Where's the other door? Is it here? Is it here? Or is it here?
It's at the top.
Yeah, it's up here.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm going to roll a track check.
Okay.
Let's see if 19.
That's a good one. You remember as you're searching for tracks that you did the same thing last night before you went to bed and you found that this was a heavily trafficked tunnel. It would be difficult to say what the most recent tracks would be in this room.
I practice attacking by hitting the dead goblins again.
You managed to
tossing one up and
trying out those new powers you got there.
Yeah.
You feel stronger after your night's rest and after completing your battle against the evil goblins.
Yeah, oddly enough, I've got all my hit points back.
Yeah. Your sword.
It was a magical night.
Your sword is bloodied with the stench of goblins, yeah, it's covered in goblin blood. And well, I'll
clean it back off.
Shredded the goblin corpses. The room smells even worse than it did when you went to sleep the night before.
I say we head down this way that the goblins sort of came from.
That we think the goblins came from.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll progress down to the open door.
All right. Okay, you go through, you find that there's a sort of a passageway, it kind of curves around a little bit, so you can't see too far out in front of you, about 20 yards or so.
Curves back towards the direction we came from, or away from it?
It's away from the hallway that you were in.
Okay. Clearly, I drew my map in the wrong section of my notebook. Started in the top corner.
It's okay. At least you're still pretty, Joey.
He's screwed. All right. You continue onward down the tunnel, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And you find it leads into another large cavernous room that does not seem to have any exits.
I'd like to make a perception check to see if I notice anything noticeable.
Plus 6, that'll be 15.
Is what you your modified roll?
Yes.
Okay. You don't find anything of particular interest in this room.
Okay.
This time.
I guess we should head back and... Can I see the map?
Yeah.
Good thing that was a dead end. That way your map can start in a new direction. Maybe it could curve around. Maybe the universe could make it curve around.
So do we want to go all the way back, or should we take the middle fork on this stamp?
I say we go back one intersection and take the middle fork.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay.
Do I find more goblins to kill?
You do not find any goblins down this way. It leads for a long ways into a small room. It looks like it may have recently been used for storage, but there doesn't seem to be anything of value in it.
Well, this room's a bust.
Okay, we'll go back to the fork and take the right fork.
Okay. It leads immediately into another cavern with exits on either side.
I'm going to try a nature
check. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I say we move. So, let me check my map here with you. See if I'm mapping this correctly.
Yeah, close enough.
So we'd like to. I say we take the one to the left, or the most forward-facing one, the direction we're kind of already going.
All right. You journey for a while in the passageway, and you roll a perception check.
24.
19.
Wait, what do I add up?
Perception on the left column in your perception.
Yeah, but it says that column says bonus.
Yeah, that's just add that to your roll.
And I don't add the other.
No, it's already there.
21.
Okay. You see signs of kobolds. You suspect that there's
a rodent problem here.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, just in the hallway, or is there have we come into a cavern?
You have not yet come into a cavern. As you're journeying through this passageway, you've seen signs of kobolds. So.
Okay.
It's kobold feces, isn't it?
Kobold. Yeah, it is.
All right. Anybody afraid of kobolds here?
Okay, I'm going to start moving stealthily. I have fleeting ghosts, so I can move at my regular speed and take no penalty in stealth.
So we'd be moving in the shadows. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I got a 24.
Okay.
That, my friends, is why they call me Master Whisper.
Okay. Wait, you just lose it because you spoke.
Your friends know where you are. I'm whispering. Oh.
That just won't pick up on the mic.
Then I want you to announce, I'm whispering.
Okay.
I wave you two down the hall.
Oh, go back.
Meatfields. Go Meatfields.
Oh, I'm not a Meatfield.
I'm hanging back here. That's true. You're a Striker.
Go Meatfield.
Wait, aren't you supposed to check for traps or something?
No, that's his job.
Oh.
I'll roll a perception check if the DM tells me to.
That's the best way to check for traps, isn't it? I tentatively walk down the hallway now that I am the lead so as to not, you know, walk headfirst into a trap.
Okay. You continue down the passageway. You find a rudimentary door at the end of it.
A three-dimensional door.
Three-dimensional.
Okay. I gently try the handle.
Let's make a perception check before we try the handle. Okay. See if we can hear anything. Is that all right?
Yep.
Ooh, that's my best roll yet.
27.
24.
11.
Okay.
Actually, mine was a natural 22, by the way.
A natural 22. Wow.
I need like a little notebook I can rip off and hand it. But okay, in this instance, I'll just say that you.
At a certain point, won't they tell me? Or are they really going to keep this one secret from me?
Noah,
I don't tell me. I hear something on the other
side.
Don't tell
any German.
I decided as I was preparing this campaign, I would make a concerted effort to not tell the whole group when certain members had
Is that because of John's cartoon?
No.
Where we sell. Everybody make a perception check. The car comes crashing through the living room.
Well, if I ever want to reveal something that I only want one person to know, then nobody will know because they're used to getting notes whenever they learn something unsuspected, so it will be less suspicious to the rest of the group. And of course, now you'll all be suspicious every time you roll a check, but so be it.
I'll be suspicious every time you start tearing off a piece of paper. It's people. Wait, why don't I get the note?
You know, if you wouldn't roll a fighter, you could roll a character with a little better perception.
I think the funny part is I didn't realize I rolled a natural 20. Until after I did the math and realized that, wait, 27 minus my bonus is 20. So apparently my character is perceptive. I, however, am not.
That's why we play roles. Unfortunately, I'm not the universe in real life.
There's some guards on the other side. Kobolds, it sounds like. Shall we power through? I say you break down the door.
I use sure strike against the door.
Okay.
No, a pass forward. So I can pass forward through the door. It's at will, so I can do it as many times as you want.
As much as you want. Do you remember where the rules are for attacking a door?
Okay, yeah, I'm really not going to attack the door.
He's going to check the door.
I thought you were going to bash the door. So you just wanted to bash it open to kind of like surprise anyone on the other side.
I was mocking the new rules that I'm forced to learn.
Which way does the door open? Towards us or away from us?
I'm going to say that it opens towards the...
It opens inward. Away from us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll throw the door open and you two run in. We'll see if we can catch him flat-footed and get a sneak attack in.
Do you need a roll?
I mean...
You need a roll. stealth check to stay hidden as you do that?
I can do that.
Okay.
14. Not my best roll ever.
Okay, I see you roll a 40.
I can't use an encounter power.
Keep going until I get one.
Right?
A natural 40.
I hate you because I just rolled a natural 20 and a 19.
I can't roll an encounter power. use an encounter.
We're not in an encounter yet.
I don't know. That door looks pretty menacing.
I think only utilities.
Yeah.
It's sneering pretty hard.
Well, it is a utility, but.
Then you should be able.
It's a utility that's checked as an encounter.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. You should be able to use it.
No, I look forward to using Raping Strike.
Did he fail that stealth check?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here you should try it this way. You get a reroll as +2.
Oh, sweet. With a +2?
Yes.
Wait.
Trigger an ally within range that you can see here or here make a skill check using the skill in which you're trained. Grants the ally the ability to reroll the skill check with a power bonus equal to your wisdom modifier.
Let me see this. What is this?
And I am trained in stealth.
Crucial advice.
Next time you should...
Working together.
Don't open the door so loudly. Yeah.
Stay in the shadow and open the door quietly.
Instant? Immediate reaction.
Alright.
Stay in the shadow this time and open the door quietly.
Interesting power there. Okay.
The second check was 21.
Alright.
Actually, I think my favorite part of it is the explanation of the sooner your party realizes that they need to listen to you, the better.
I saw that one. Nice.
Okay. The door swings open. Clear the players on the board here. What do we got?
Wait, why did I take second wind?
It comes, you get it. It's
free
habit.
You mean it's free?
So I didn't have to expend anything in order to get it?
No.
Because I'd have been pretty pissed if I had.
But you will have to expend a second wind to use it.
I look forward to learning that one.
Basically, you get
that was sarcasm back. For I don't want to learn it.
Basically, you get hit points back. I don't know why you would have a problem with that.
You need to have a positive attitude about this change.
Change isn't good. Here, do you want to?
Yeah, that'd be good.
This isn't the best one in the world, but I'll try it.
I believe the best one in the world is kept at Expo World Headquarters.
Excellent.
They're like, we need to figure out how to clone this thing. Until we do, it stays right here.
And a wonderful, wonderful marker it is.
You want to just tell me how big it is? Or did you count?
It's 16 by 10, I believe.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Go ahead and roll a perception, just get an idea of what's in the room. You've opened this door and there's a couple of guards.
Right. Wow.
Perception?
17.
I'm getting a note.
You know, it looks pretty dark in there. I don't think there's anything in there.
Wait, so you were hearing voices before?
Apparently they've left.
Turn around! Run away! Run away!
It's just the others.
Hey, don't forget, when we get close to getting down, we need to call Jared so that he can start to make his way down.
Okay.
Oh. The universe is writing me a novel.
You can pass this to undetermined when you're done reading it.
Oh, nice.
How many of them did it say there were?
10.
Okay.
I love role-playing games.
What do you choose to do? There are two kobolds staring at you in shock. They are not looking at Whisper, who by all, as far as you can tell, is still hidden from them. But there's a burly human fighter and half-elf archer there. You're half-elf, right, Bronwyn?
No, I'm human.
You're human. Okay.
What were we looking for? Goblins
it's
again?
Or
silver that's dwarves. Half elf.
We're looking okay. for dwarves.
Yeah, ultimately. But kobolds are kind of fun to kill.
So are these a killing kind of kobolds, or the they might help us kind of kobolds? Is that a perception roll?
You know what? You flung a door open. You have two kobolds staring at you in shock. They are clearly guards. They have their little spears. It's your turn to go.
I say in goblin.
It's kind of a surprise round.
I say in goblin, not to worry, the dwarf sent us.
Okay.
I think that's a bluff, too.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a bluff.
18.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good bluff.
Especially since I only had one bonus to it.
Do any of you speak Draconic?
Is it similar to Elven?
No.
Nope.
I can change this. I can change it to Draconic.
You hear kobolds speaking to each other in their native language. You hear the two guards exchanging some message that you can't understand because you don't speak their language. The clock is ticking.
As I look further down, do I see any other kobolds walking around?
Yeah.
Do they appear menacing, or do they appear like, hey,
you,
I just
what
need
you
to
see
go
there,
down to the pond?
Yeah, I mean, what's on that piece of paper is all I'm going to give you. Yeah, but, I mean, this is like a 6 seconds you're looking in.
Man, what do you want to do? I don't care.
Kill them.
I'm going to use I'm going to use my daily power.
Okay.
Actually, no. I don't want to use it. Well, only because I shot at two of them, but I'm changing my mind.
I think that's the wrong decision, for the record.
Can I see this one from my position?
Yeah. I'm going to say you can.
Okay, I'm marking that one as my hunter's quarry.
Okay.
And
if you choose to attack, we need to roll initiative. So if someone would be kind enough to write it on the whiteboard, that helps me keep track.
Plus six.
I rolled a 20.
Did this already factor in my improved initiative?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's up to the bonus.
Oh, wait.
Okay. A 7? You get a plus 7.
So, wait, did I roll an 18? Or did you roll an 18?
I didn't roll anything.
Right, 18 plus 7?
25.
Okay.
Has the universe rolled initiative?
And this is a surprise round, so you guys all get an action against them, flat-footed, and then they'll go back to the top of the order, so you get basically two moves before they can do anything. Just so
wow.
You know.
I use pass forward to walk up to the guard closest to the universe at the table.
Here?
Yep. One more. There you go. And I attack. What's an at-will power?
You can
per encounter. So this is considered an encounter, right?
This is an encounter. An
you
encounter.
Can use your at-will
power
at-will
is an at-will.
Every turn.
All right.
During an encounter.
So,
just in case you're not being facetious.
I wasn't trying to. Encounter power insightful strike? No, that's only if he's bloodied. So I guess I'm just attacking with...
well, you have... Which at-will powers did you take? Did you take cleave?
Yeah, take cleave, dude. You
sure strike.
There you go. Hack at him with a sure strike.
18 plus... What? Plus 12 attack, so I got a 30. I rolled a 30. I think I got him. Is that right, or does he have some ridiculously high AC?
No, he does not have a ridiculously high AC. What is your damage?
2 plus 1, or do I need my longsword? Because this says...
1d8 plus 6.
1d8 plus 6, even though this says 1d8 plus 1.
Oh, yeah.
So, how does that work?
Sorry, what?
Do I get to roll another 1d8?
No.
Let me see. What are you looking at? You're using Sure Strike?
Yeah.
So you do one, whatever it is. So you do 1d8 plus 1. That's what you do.
Okay.
Your longsword is 1d8 plus 1.
Even though right here my longsword is 1d8 plus 6?
That's probably your base attack power and strength, yeah. And you don't get to add your strength because Sure Strike means you're trading power for precision.
Right. Okay. Well, that was a lame at-will power. I hit him for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Really, I hit him. I know he doesn't feel like he got hit, but I hit him.
Okay.
That may drop a kobold. I haven't looked at the monster manual, but... Okay. I remember at one point, I think it was second edition... Kobolds are 1d4 hit points.
Okay.
You can, if you want to trade your at-will power, if you want to trade away from Sure Strike, you may do that during this combat and during this combat only, or you can wait until your next level up because you are not familiar with the rules. So I just want you to have the opportunity to change that.
So I either hit him for 3 points of damage
I mean, if you want to change it out for your next turn, before your next turn, you may. I'm going to grant you this one.
Wait, so I'm stuck with Sure Strike?
He has other at-will powers.
I'm just saying that.
He has Cleave and Sure Strike. If you want to really hit Sure Strike, I'm going to give you the opportunity to change it to one of the other two that you can have. Because you didn't know what they were when you picked them. Does that make sense?
He's saying he'll let you change your character. He'll let you change the power completely.
I thought you were talking about changing.
No. He's letting you modify the character if you want.
No. Oh, okay.
I think there are times where that plus two is really going to come in handy.
Well, I'm just.
It's just not necessarily the kobolds.
I want to be fair because you weren't really aware of how the rules work.
You mean the plus 12 to my attack?
How is it plus 12? It should only be plus two.
Longsword, plus 12 attack.
Well, it's a plus two. On top of whatever your base attack bonus is. So, where is that here?
It says plus 12.
Yeah, it's plus 2. So you have a plus 10 and then a plus 2 from the at will power. A total of plus 12.
I'm confused why we're even talking about this anymore.
Okay, let's move on.
Because we like to explain rules.
I want you to understand.
It is Bronwyn's turn.
Okay, I'm going to take a minor action.
You failed at your
explanation. Designate that my hunter's quarry.
Okay.
And then I am going to...
Your basic attack is plus 10.
Just attack.
Okay. This at will power gives you an additional plus 2 for a total of plus 12. 10 plus 2 is 12.
11. 9.
I've got the addition down.
Thanks. Well, nimbly dodges out of the way.
So the cards that you have there, they automatically total up all your bonuses. So all you have to do is look at the one card to get your bonus.
Okay.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Sorry, what did you do?
I missed.
He fired an arrow at the kobold in the red gear.
Okay, so I'd like to shift one here.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
A shift is like a 5-foot step.
Basically, yeah. Okay. But it can be more than 5 feet because of exploits and stuff like that. That's why they stop calling it 5 foot step. I'm going to use sneak attack.
Okay.
Sneak attack. Which is plus 7. 22.
Okay. That is a hit.
I do 3d6 of damage. Plus 4. So, 9 plus 4 is 13 damage.
13 damage? Okay. You have bloodied this kobold. No. Alright.
Undetermined, right?
That's the end of the
story. Oh, yeah, that was just a random. Thank you, sir. Thank you for reminding me. The DMG actually suggests that you delegate initiative if you're not good at that. So,
22.
Okay, that is a hit.
Max damage.
14.
Okay, you have bloodied the other kobold.
Okay. And once again, designate that my hunter's quarry.
Okay.
And I have a 15.
Okay, that is a hit.
Okay. Come out with better, like a bigger monster manual, right?
Yeah, there's more monster manuals,
I do 10,
more PHBs, and 10. More DMGs.
Oh. And if it's still alive...
That is the red one, right?
Yeah.
Were-rats
and then if it
were-rats.
Is still alive...
That's it.
I do another one. From Hunter's Board. Which sucked. So,
great. Right. He is looking very weak and wobbly, but he is still on his feet. It is Whisper's turn.
Okay, So at the beginning of my round, I do additional damage because of brutal wound. But I do you have the PHB there?
Yes.
Run it for a second.
Absolutely.
It didn't print out how much brutal wound does. Unfortunately.
Someone else would try and look that up too. Joey has trouble finding things in his books.
Yeah, I do.
What are you, a rogue?
Yeah, I'm looking for the brutal wound feet. Here we go, I got it. Brutal wound.
Nope. Oh, yeah,
it's not in the PHP. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. As we expected, we ran into a few little minor issues. Nothing to worry about. Roll a perception for me, will you, Broom?
Natural 20, 27 modified.
All right. As you are marking your quarry, you notice there's a kind of a pond over here that goes kind of underneath the mountainside. And some kobold huts.
No, 1 damage.
1 damage?
Yeah.
That was to... Red.
To the person I already sneak attacked.
Okay. Now you're...
Yep.
Now I know you're your attack. Yeah.
So he hasn't moved yet this turn, right?
That's correct.
So I still can sneak attack him.
Yes.
So, 16.
That is a hit.
Let's see, 12 plus 4 is 16 damage.
Okay. You completely eviscerate him. Alright. The second kobold guard meets his move. Uh, What's your armor? Under 20. 20? Okay. Your deft defense fends off his frantic attack with the spear.
His deft defense?
Wait, he's not dead already?
No.
Not quite.
Wow.
He's halfway.
He's over halfway right now. No. This one is just halfway.
PHP.
Wow. I thought I already dispatched him. 11 points of damage. Isn't
there are varying levels of kobolds in this.
14 plus 3, so he's taking 17 points of damage.
Yeah.
And if he's bloodied, that means he's only halfway.
Yeah.
Right.
So is it my attack?
It is.
Oof.
Oh.
Natural 1.
Do you remember reading anything about rolling a natural 1 in this system?
I don't. No, I don't believe it actually exists. So I rolled my button.
It does say something about rolling a natural 1 on some skill that I was reading about. But.
Some of the specific stuff does have critical failure.
Yeah.
But I haven't come across yet a general.
Okay. We'll assume that you're heavily armored enough that you did not injure yourself in your attack.
Excellent.
Brown win.
I'm going to mark that one as my quarry.
Okay.
And I'm going to use careful attack. For a 10.
Okay.
Versus, yeah. Great. 10 is what I rolled, so.
The Lady Tamora is not with you tonight. It's Whisper's turn.
Okay. So, let's see here. I'd like to make an acrobat check to try and move here without provoking an attack of opportunity. No, let's see. Sorry. I'll go all the way over here, I guess.
Okay.
20.
Okay. I'm going to say that it succeeds. I don't have a good try with it. But.
And then I'd like to... He has attacked, right? He did damage.
He made an attack at
okay.
So undetermined.
I can't sneak attack him. So I'm going to use Piercing Strike. Thirteen?
That is not.
Okay. All right.
Great.
I see little buggers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our kobold is very determined in his attack this time and has managed to find a hole in your defense, so determined, and does 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Is Undetermined's turn.
So he is bloodied?
Yes, he is bloodied.
I guess I can try Insightful Strike.
Be my guess.
Nope. Unless 13 hits.
No, that is not a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Brunn's turn.
I am going to attack. Careful attack for 14.
Okay, 14 is not a successful hit.
Okay.
Whisper.
I'll
go ahead and move, yeah.
See, I need to move. Here. Actually, no, I'm not going to move.
Okay, I'm going to use this at willpower. It's riposte? Is that how you pronounce that?
I'm not sure.
Riposte. The general idea is I attack him, and if I hit, then if he attacks me any time until my next turn, I get to do a response attack.
Okay.
So I get an extra. I basically get an attack of opportunity
because
if he targets me.
All right.
Alright. Little Herman fails to make a successful attack against Undetermined this time. And you'll notice that there is a small gathering of kobolds that seem to be coming to their friend's aid. Just a moment while I write down. Battle here. Okay. And they have javelins, which they begin to toss at you. And they all fall miserably short of hitting any of you. It's back to the top of the order with Undetermined.
17.
That is a hit.
13 points of damage.
You have managed to kill Herman.
Oh, he had a name.
Yeah.
Other than fresh meat.
Prefer to think of them as practice.
Alright.
I mark that one as my quarry.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Twin Strike, which will give me two attacks. So 18.
Okay. That is a hit.
Eight from my attack, and then four from my hunter's quarry.
Okay.
And then...
for this guy right here?
Yeah.
Alright, he explodes.
Okay.
Sweet.
And then the second attack will go to him.
Okay.
This will be 16.
That is not a hit.
Okay.
Whisper's turn.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good choice. That way you can go back to hiding in the shadows again.
I'm pretty sure that'd be a tough check at this point.
I'll help you.
Don't they have to make a check to be like, wait, where did he go? He disappeared.
Our biggest kobold antagonist moves forward, and his buddies continue to sling. They pull out their slings and begin to fire them at you. And this guy manages to penetrate your shield and harm you for 6 points of damage.
Penny rock. I'm not tagging you for 6 points.
Go ahead and take up the top of the order there and determine.
Pass forward to that guy at the front.
Okay. Right here?
Yep. This.
Okay. Brownman.
Okay. Again, let's see. Actually, I haven't marked it yet.
Wait, are you fighting a turtle?
I'll mark him as my quarry.
Okay.
These guys are kobolds, right?
You do. Okay.
Actually,
yes, they're
I do.
All kobolds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You do have line of attack on him.
It's not a kobold pet or something?
No.
Snapping turtles can be pretty
good. We just don't have figurines for all of them.
By the way, the base DC is 15 for an extra. So.
I miss.
Okay. All right. Whisper.
So I'm going to move. I'd like to make a
acrobatics check to
okay.
win attack of opportunity.
All right.
10 plus, let's see, acrobatics. Oh, yeah, 21.
Okay. Very well done.
And has he attacked?
Yeah. It hasn't been his turn this round.
Has he attacked yet this encounter? Did he throw a javelin or anything?
Yes, he threw a javelin.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Then I cannot sneak attack. So I will use my riposte strike again.
Okay.
One.
Okay. Alright. The seeming leader of the kobolds makes an attack at Undetermined. And fails. These two somewhat larger guys continue with their swing attacks. And this time the one in red manages to strike for 4 points of damage.
Me?
Yeah, how are you doing?
So he fired through his friend?
Yeah, you can do that.
Trajectory.
How many hit points do you have as a...
I've taken 14 damage.
Yeah, but how many do you have total?
35.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how the numbers worked. All right. Now these smaller guys start to move up closer.
You don't forget to use your combat challenge.
Combat challenge?
Yeah. Mark the target. C-class path.
I hammer the other 20.
What's your AC, Whisper?
18.
Okay. This fellow throws a javelin, and it is 4 damage. You don't get to roll on that. That's it. All right. Go ahead. Oh, no. Undetermined to start this off. All right.
Then I'm using combat challenge against that guy in front of me.
Okay.
And can I use 2 at will powers?
You could use an action point and do that.
I'm just wondering, how do I mark somebody?
It depends. It's an immediate interrupt, standard. So this, whenever...
You can use it whenever you want.
Yeah, this one doesn't
whenever,
use an action.
Whenever,
action.
Yeah. But right. If you want... Oh, okay. I was going to say. You can use an action point to take 2 attacks in a round.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this, to mark him, doesn't actually take the action.
Wait, Reaping Strike does nothing for me. Strength modifier plus 5 damage.
That sounds pretty good to me, huh?
I don't know, it's basically what I already have. So I get...
Well, it's whatever you...
You get...
Plus 10, plus 1d, 8 plus 6, which is what I already have. Right?
Yeah. But when you get in higher levels, it gives you more.
At 21st level.
At 11th level, right? Or just at
21st.
Even if you miss, though, Reaping Strike does stuff. This is if you hit, this is if you miss.
Yeah.
So Reaping Strike allows you to do stuff even if you miss.
Alright. I'll take a Raping Strike.
I should have known.
Wait. Wait. In the middle of combat?
I am not helping you with that check.
19.
But yeah, that's a hit.
14 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. He is not quite bloodied yet, but he's taking quite a bit of damage today. Go ahead, Bronwyn.
Okay, I am going to use two fanged strike against him.
Okay.
Which will give me two attacks. The first one is... I forgot. 22.
That's a hit.
Four. Seven.
Excuse me. He's bloodied now.
The second one is 18.
That's a hit.
Four, seven more.
Okay.
He takes two more since both attacks hit. And seven from my Hunter's Quarry.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
And then I move.
He falls down dead. Nicely done.
I have to go mark my territory again.
All right.
And this game's tough.
And there goes my encounter power for this encounter.
All right. Well used. Whisper.
Okay.
Watch out for the aardvark.
Shift one.
Okay.
I'll attack him with reaping strike, or right. piercing strike, which goes against his reflex rather than his AC.
Okay.
And I get a 26.
Okay, that is a hit.
8 points of damage.
All right. You lock up his head. And it's Kobold's turn to attack. Right. The two bigger fellows continue to sling away. And what's your AC, Bronwyn?
16.
You take 9 points of damage from the sling. Have you taken damage, Whisper?
Yes, 4 points.
Okay. Okay. You better keep track of that.
Yep. I'll let you know when I get low.
And this guy slides over here to make an attack. This guy does too.
You're well liked, apparently.
And the kobold that looks like a snapping turtle that does 4 points of damage to you. It's undetermined this turn.
I mark him. And then I use... Wait, nobody else is close to me, are they?
No.
Ooh, then reaping strike it is. Nope.
So you do.
You get damage if you miss.
You get damage.
That's the right. Beauty of half damage. Strength modifier plus.
Should tell you right there.
Five. No.
Okay.
What's my strength modifier? Where five. Do I see that? Five.
Yeah.
So half
strength modifier damage. So five damage if you're wielding. Five damage if you're wielding a two-handed weapon. You deal damage equal to your strength.
Wait.
So you do half five strength. Damage. Half your strength modifier, so two.
Plus five?
Two. No.
Plus five is
plus
your strength
five is
modifier.
The modifier. It's telling you right there what the modifier is, so you don't have to go look it up somewhere else.
So you do two.
Two
damage.
And a half.
Okay, two damage to the
turtle.
Turtle is enough to kill him.
Wow, you missed really well.
It frightened him. It frightened him.
Death.
He had a weak part.
The reaping strike is awesome. It's like a whirlwind attack.
Yeah.
No, I
it's the elbows.
A,
I was able to dislodge a clot that was in his leg, and it went up to his brain. Really? Caused
Did you
a
just
stroke.
Give the man a nosebleed with your brain?
Samir is even much scarier since he stopped drinking.
Didn't you say sadistic or something like that?
I can't remember. And then the other one's like, is it me or is he? Does that make him more attractive?
All right. It is
Bronwyn's turn.
Yeah.
Times
9 o'clock. 9:14.
How long are we playing until?
I say we finish this encounter.
Midnight.
Okay. Do you want to call Jared then?
We can play till he gets here.
Are we about done with this encounter, or are there more waves coming?
We're about done.
Go ahead, Bronwyn.
I'm gonna mark that one as my quarry.
Okay.
And
fast.
21.
It's a hit.
You gonna head this way?
10+2, 5.
I-4.
8.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bye.
8 damage to the fellow in
to the
orange,
enemy.
Right?
You're freaking in your shadow.
I am.
Right.
He's never read it before.
Really? Huh. He's
not my favorite.
Bleeding, but he's not bloodied yet. It's Whisper's turn.
Who did he bloody? Oh, not bloody. Who did he not bloody? Okay. All right, I'm going to attack the one right in front of me. All right. Has he...
Hey, Joey, I also did not bloody him.
He's flung.
Okay, all
right. If it helps, his partner also did not bloody him.
Okay, piercing strike against his reflex. 19.
That's a hit.
That's
8 damage.
That sounds going to be awesome.
You rip his heart out.
I'm getting better rolls.
You rip his heart out.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wow.
I don't know.
All right.
Fling stuff at us again?
They're slinging rocks. I'll go.
Trying to make an acrobatics check. Not
okay.
To attack of opportunity. 19.
All right. Okay. He draws a dagger to attack you. And what's your AC? 18?
18, yeah.
Okay. That's a hit. For 5 damage.
Okay, I'm at 25.
Okay.
Wow, you've taken 25 points of damage?
No, I have 25 hit points left.
Oh.
And our other buddy here. Throws a javelin but does not hit anyone. It is
my turn.
Yeah.
If I move to this square, do I provoke an attack of opportunity against him? Because I'm going to do pass forward, but I'm going to do it against this guy.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah. All right.
Give an opportunity.
Then I would like to move here to this square,
right,
where I will not provoke an attack of opportunity, but can mark him as my preferred enemy.
Okay.
And attack with 21.
Alright, that is a hit.
And I cause 11 points of damage.
Alright. He's not looking very good, but he's not yet bloodied.
Well, he was a kobold, so he probably didn't look that good to begin with.
Yeah, he's pretty ugly, and he's even uglier now.
Okay. Okay, I will use Twin Strike. She'll give me 2 attacks. First one will be 20 on that one.
Okay, that is a hit.
Four. 11.
They had road flares.
And 4 more.
Are these like barbed arrows or something? Like, how are you doing so much damage from an arrow?
Hunter's quarry. It designated gets extra damage.
Are these guys in the combat?
Roll a perception.
Okay.
20.
39. Talk about inflated numbers, man. We're going back to 2.5 right now.
17. How did you get a 39?
I'm just kidding. 24, actually.
Okay. You see that there is a very small opening into the, like, kind of a tunnel that they're shuffling all the children and women out of.
Okay.
Those are the last better hurry. Two we must kill the children.
Okay. I'm going to take my second attack against that same one. Okay. For 23.
All right. It's a hit.
For 6. No, that was that one.
Oh, sorry.
Excellent.
And then I will move.
Good job.
Seemed unnecessary, but...
What the hell was that?
Wow. Apparently you took the jumping feat.
Me?
Your turn.
Shift one.
All right, attack that guy. Piercing strike, so against his reflex. 27.
It's a hit.
11 points of damage.
Alright. He's bloodied. Okay. It's his turn now.
Yep. I taunt him before he makes his turn.
You taunt him.
Can you roleplay that, please?
So I have a low charisma, so.
I figured it'd be something like your mother was an elderberry.
All right, he lets out.
I think that requires a higher intelligence.
He lets out a great kobold battle cry, strikes you, penetrating your superb defense for 7 points of damage.
And my character is now dead.
I'm gonna kill you. In game and out of game.
Wait, was I supposed to tell you before I got that too close there?
You have 35 total, right? Okay, so you should have 10 left. Okay. All right.
Undetermined.
It's Undetermined's turn.
Incensed at having taken that strike, I'm going to come at him with Raping Strike.
Oh. I hope this doesn't become the new joke.
For 11, hit him with 11.
All right, you slop off his head and...
Wait, don't I get to at least roll my...
Oh, I thought that was your hit. That was your damage. Sorry, I got carried away. 11 is... 11 is...
Apparently your Raping Strike does kill all minus 9.
Sorry, my attack was 20.
Okay, that is a hit.
For 13 points of damage.
All right,
now you lop off.
You lop off his head and shatter his body into two parts.
And spit on the left side of the corpse.
Okay.
The corpse that is on my left.
Cold blood showers you.
I'm gonna grab one of the corpses and shake it. Where are the corpses? Where are the corpses?
The corpse has no response.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should use Streetwise. Isn't that the right skill?
I think it's diplomacy.
Diplomacy, okay.
I may have already given myself a negative circumstance modifier on my diplomacy check, though.
That was good. The children made it out.
Yes. All right. And with that, the last of the kobolds flee.
I checked the
very small escape tunnel.
Oh, you cleared the board.
I did.
I was going to total up my kills.
Congratulations.
I had 4 kills.
You killed... Oh, I don't know. Which ones you killed?
I killed them all, I think. Dang, wait. That's just like a computer game. They all disappear.
Oh, bodies fade.
Maybe this can work out well.
I checked the bodies. No, we're moving to 4th edition's. Everything gets upgraded with it.
I'm going to use my heal.
Okay.
And yeah, I'd also like to use a second wind.
Right.
How much do I
That's
get
That's just a healing surge, right? Yeah. For a quarter of your hit points, is that?
It's for... Is it a quarter?
I'm bloodied, so don't I get half of it back?
No. It tells you right... Look on your second wind thing, and it tells you how much your healing surge gives you. So I get 8 back, which puts me 1 hit point shy of...
8 hit points.
And I also have a +2 to all my defenses until the start of my next turn.
Nice.
Wait, does that mean round or turn?
Turn. So how many hit points did you heal?
I only get 8.
8.
So I'm... Back down to 17.
So where's the...
Wow, I'm still bloody. Don't I get to do it again? If I'm still bloody?
You might be able to do it after
every 5 minutes.
Rest. Yeah, a short rest.
You can use encounter powers outside of encounters. There's no limit to the number of powers you can use outside of combat as long as you have the 5 minutes to rest between them.
Well, I can get behind this.
But you only have so many a day, so use them wisely.
Oh, so many until I sleep.
Right, so many per day.
Well, I could use them all up and then decide to go to, you know,
go take to sleep. AR sleep.
This is the beauty of 4th edition. We don't have to have a cleric that only just heals people.
So before we...
Good, we finally gotten rid of religion.
Yeah, I know.
Before we end for the night, I would like to suggest that we backtrack to where Silver and...
Okay. Before we do that, I check their bodies.
Yeah, you can do that. That's
and can I pick? Can yeah, I try to attempt to pick up some of my arrows?
Yes. I pick up some of them before he is able to.
Is there a certain amount you want me to pick up, or?
We'll say that half of those you fired were salvageable.
Okay. See, that's why I like the sling.
Do we find anything of value on the cobalt?
Do you find anything of value?
On like cobalt? Gems? Maybe some plate armor?
What? Is it just perception?
Yes, or? But yes. Kobold size.
Oh, sweet.
24 on my right leg.
We have to roll. Can't we just take a 20?
On a search? I don't
know. Can't you like just searching the body? Yeah. Like,
sure. Can't you just use the passive perception?
What is passive perception?
I don't know exactly.
I don't know. It's under my senses, though.
That's when you're not actively trying to take a... You're not stopping to listen. So if the DM basically says, okay, you walked right past the trap, it's your passive perception check to see whether or not you noticed it. So you don't get to roll.
Okay.
He just says, okay, what's your passive perception? Did you make it or not?
I'm just wondering why I have to roll to rifle through someone's stuff.
Should be able to take a 20 on a search.
All right.
Okay. No, it's not you're being unfair to me. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense that I wouldn't be able to, you know, look through all of the pockets.
If you want to take a 20, I need to look. I
want all of the kobold things.
Okay. Are you going to look through all the huts? Are you going to dredge the pond? That's all I'm asking.
Wait. Is that in the adventurer's kit?
The pond dredging equipment.
I noticed flint and steel. I noticed a pack. I don't think I saw the dredging equipment.
You have a suction pump? Wow.
So I have gnomish abilities as well. I can make things.
All right.
While they're searching for stuff, I'm going to go get Mylor and Silver and bring them to the storage room.
Okay.
Which seems a little more defensible than this room.
Okay.
Did you tell us that's where you're going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go move those other two to a more defensible position just so I'm not worried about them.
Okay.
Sneaking up behind me.
All right. You drag Silver to the... You
can't even carry her. You literally drag her.
I have 16 strength.
I'm not looking bad. I'm not quite as ripped as you are, but...
You managed to move Silver in her unconscious state to the storage area where you were.
Vague isn't as fun.
You find about 2 gold worth of copper and silver coins. And
2 GP.
And an iron key.
Dang, I was hoping for a copper key.
Mm, this thing's useless.
Thanks, thanks.
Throw it in the pond.
Splash.
Better get your dredging equipment out if we need it again.
This is going the exact opposite of my last campaign with you guys. Like, this one's been like 2 really long battles mostly, and the other one was like, talk.
No, that's not like, you know, I plan on making you actually do the archery tournament.
Okay. If you really want to do the archery tournament, I can certainly provide that for you.
Skill challenge, it builds it in for you, so. Pete, I'll print your character sheet out in color.
Why?
So it's easier to tell which ones are at will.
Well, it says at will at the bottom of it. It tells you. I just have to...
Pete, I'm not going to print your character sheet out because you're an ingrate.
Okay.
All right, 625 experience points. Faced your first kobold skirmishers, minions, slingers, and dragon guard.
Wait, one was a dragon guard? Wait, I have slots for magic items. We didn't get any.
Dragon shield is what it's actually called.
So, who do I go to get my magic items?
You pray to the universe. Oh. You worship the universe.
Undetermined. I'm just gonna add your experience points right here.
Yeah, we need to get my character.
Brandon, if you just want to save the D&D 4E file and send it to me, then I'll have it on my laptop.
Yep, I will. Since you're the one who can actually go beyond third level.
Yeah.
You can't go beyond third level?
Not unless you pay for it.
Oh. Well, you just make a lot of...
Unless you know somebody at Wizard.
Nice.
Are we done? Can I stop the recording? I didn't know if you had something else you wanted on
there.
No. Okay.